WWA Mobile.
4VWA to 4WWZ.
Is that Chandler?
He is.
How you doing, Chandler? It's Steve again. I'm out and about trying to get a pair of glasses situated. I'm here an appointment in just a little bit. And I tell you what, the price of everything is going up.
Yeah, no kidding. Where do you get your glasses at?
Well, I used to go to Costco, and I got, you know, just got tired of the whole Costco setup. So, I'm going down here in Greer to Stanton Optical. W4DJW, Dave recommended them to me. They said they treated him well, and they got his prescription right. So I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to give him a shot.
Yeah, I've heard that, well, I've only seen commercials on TV, but I do know that at America's Best, you can get a deal for, I think it's $60 or $70 on 2 pairs of glasses and a 3-eye exam, as long as you don't have any abnormal vision impairments.
I went to one of those places, and they give you the absolute cheapest set of glasses they possibly can. And their choice of frames is not real good either. I don't fall into that category. I wish I did, but I don't fall into that category. Besides, I wear a progressive lens, and what I've been getting is there's a narrow window that you look straight ahead out your glasses, and they haven't been so great. That's what I was getting at Costco. So these folks are assuring me that I'll be able to look to the right or to the left and still be able to see out of the glasses. So the range of width, you know, without turning my head is going to be 10 times as good.
That's certainly very interesting. It's KO4WWZ. I felt like I sounded like a commercial just a minute ago.
Hey, did they give you a cut out of every commercial or every customer you bring over there?
I wish.
Nah, I tell you what. I just wish, in a way, we could get back to the old days where, you know, you go in, you ask for a pair of glasses and ask for an eye exam, and a doctor did it, not a technician, and, you know, you just go in, do one straight transaction, and not have to deal with the Thursday at 10 a.m. discount, and you had to be over 44 years old and under 45, you know, that kind of silly stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense, man. I wish I could direct you to my eye doctor, but he should prove my health, and they charge a pretty penny.
Looks like you're very satisfied with your guy, and that is important. That's important. Well, so where are you now? Are you, you been on a school bus this morning?
Yes, sir, I have, KO4WWZ. Fixing to get ready to head in the office and see about getting on the other one. Over.
I hear you. Well, kind of a yucky day for it, but, man. So what age bracket of kids do you monitor?
It's pretty much all ages. In every grade level, I monitor anywhere from K-4 all the way up to grade 12.
How about that? Well, back in the 70s, I drove a school bus, and I mainly drove junior high schoolers, you know, sixth, seventh, and eighth graders and high school kids. And I tell you what, I had to keep an eye on those high school kids. They was always in. They like to get in the back of the bus and make out. Oh, me. There was a couple of occasions when I had to just pull over and stop. And then finally they'd ask, well, why aren't we going? And I said, well, when you guys can behave and not distract the driver, which is what the regulations say, then we can go ahead. They straightened up pretty quick.
Sounds a lot like what we do nowadays.
Still get in the back of the bus and try to get into shenanigans?
They sure do sometimes. Sometimes we have to put them in assigned seats and, well, they don't like that too much, but, you know, when they act up, we got to do something.
Towards the end of the school year one year, I remember I took those junior high school kids that were bouncing off of the walls. I just turned around, went back to the school, closed the door on them, went inside, got the principal, and said, there you go, they're all yours until you can settle them down.
Steve, that's classic, man. That's really good. Nowadays, I've heard stories about back in the old days where you could just stop your bus and tell the kid to get off and they couldn't ride no more. A lot of people say that we can't do that nowadays, and that's true.
Never did a kid that way, but I'll tell you what, they all wanted to go home at the end of the day, and my supervisor at the time said, you know, if they're that much of a distraction, just pull over. They'll get straight when you, when you're not moving. And he was right. I'd pull over. And so what's going on? We're not going anywhere until you guys straighten up. We wasn't doing nothing. We ain't going anywhere until you guys straighten up. All of a sudden, the buses get quiet and they start behaving. Okay, here we go. Don't make me stop again.
Sounds like you got them to behave pretty quickly.
When they were bouncing around, you know, I didn't mind them cutting up and having a good time and talking and laughing and going on. But when they started throwing pieces of paper around the bus and hitting me in the back of the head with something, you know, that was too far.
Yeah, for WWC. Steve, yeah, I understand that. You know, you start affecting the driver's ability to pay attention to what's going on the road. It gets pretty dangerous, and whatever's going on, they put to a stop.
Well, Chandler, I've arrived at my destination. I'm going to run in here and see if I can't get my eyeballs corrected. And I will talk to you again soon. Give that call sign one more time. I know it's WWZ, but what's the prefix?
Call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Whiskey Z.
WZ, KN4VWA. You have a nice day there, Chandler. And I'll talk to you again soon. I'm clear.
Please, KN4VWA, KN4WWC, I'll be clear.